Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. First, this past Wednesday was 9/11. The attacks on our nation on September 11, 2001 killed almost 3,000 Americans. Let us continue to remember those who died that day, and especially the police and fire personnel who ran into the disaster to help. And we must be aware of the need to protect and defend our nation. Okay, my wife and I recently saw the movie Reagan. I think it's obvious that it's about the story of President Ronald Reagan. It was outstanding. Reagan was one of the very best presidents in my lifetime and a great human being. One of his strong talents was his ability to talk with people. One-on-one, groups, friendly or not so friendly, the media. That's a vital ability for our nation's commander-in-chief. That reminded me that one of the people running to be our next president is incapable of, or at least unwilling to, participate in multiple debates or even be part of a live interview. Well, okay, one interview by a left-wing member of the mainstream media. Think how a personal confrontation with a dictator or a terrorist leader would go. This is a disaster looking for a place to happen. Please, folks, pay attention to the abilities of those who would be our president. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. What's going on fun in your life, Skip?
Well, Colonel, basically, this is harvest season, so I am harvesting. I just put up, I think 60 quarts of tomatoes day before yesterday. I was up till late, but hey, I got it done, and now I'm just looking for more tomatoes. So we eat a lot of tomatoes, Colonel.
You know, you have an odd definition of fun, Skip.
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss terrorists in Israel. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. General Paul Valley will present his book, Beyond Treason. Then Vietnam vet Dr. Tom Hall will discuss moral injury. Quentin Roberts will review last weekend's Service Academy football games. And Gil and Skip will discuss the border in a book.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. Take us there, bro.
Well, Colonel, there are rumors of a potential transfer of Soviet-era MiG-29 fighter jets from Serbia, a Russian ally, to Ukraine as part of a new arms deal involving French-made Rafale jets. Paris has agreed to sell Serbia 12 Rafale fighter jets, which led to speculation that Serbia might hand over its MiG-29s to France, with the jets eventually being transferred to Ukraine. Russian sources quickly pointed out the possible transaction. Elena Panina, a former Russian lawmaker, shared on her Telegram channel that the agreement involves France taking possession of the MiG-29s and sending them to Ukraine. Colonel, that's very interesting.
It is. And it's appropriate that Ukraine's neighbors want to support Ukraine against Russia's unprovoked attack. This shows that even some of Russia's friends don't support the aggression.
And reports show that Belarus scrambled fighter jets to down Russian Shahed drones over its territory recently. Two Iran-made Shahed attack drones entered southeastern Belarus near Ukraine and Russia, according to the Belarusian Hajun Project, an independent military monitoring outlet. Belarus deployed fighter jets, the outlet said on Telegram, and Belarus is considered one of Russia's closest allies.
So Belarus, a former part of the Soviet Union, has been a regular supporter of Russia. Let's see what happens next among Russia's so-called allies.
And while we're on Russia's problems, a spokesperson from a Russian private military firm, PMC, has confirmed that their leader stands by his demands for the overthrow of Vladimir Putin. The individual at the center of this storm is George Savrevsky, who founded the Paladin PMC, a mysterious military outfit analogous to the now-dissolved Wagner Group, which has ties to the Kremlin. In an online video, the militia commander levels severe criticisms at Putin, directly attributing Russia's military setbacks in Ukraine to him and blaming him for the country's economic and social problems. He encouraged the armed forces to stand up and liberate Russia from what he termed the ruler's despotic governance.
I know nothing about PMC or its leader, but I sure agree with the statement.
And Turkey's request to join two international organizations headed by Russia and China has added to questions about its role in NATO, with which it had clashed in recent years. Ankara asked to join the BRICS economic bloc named after Brazil, Russia, India, and China in South Africa. It's seen as a rival to the G7 of the world's most developed economies, and aspirations to join it form the latest pivot by Turkish President Erdogan away from the West. Erdogan also wants Ankara to join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the SCO. This has raised concerns over the compatibility of Turkey's membership in NATO, whose security focus is the invasion of Ukraine, while being in groups spearheaded by aggressor Moscow. Joining the SCO is a non-starter for a NATO country, said Sinan Sidi, non-resident senior fellow on Turkey at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a Washington, D.C. think tank. They are mutually opposing organizations.
Turkey was originally a Muslim nation with a non-religious government, and it was welcomed when it joined NATO, as it opposed dictatorships. Then it became a Muslim nation embracing many of the radical Muslim values. It clearly is not in line with NATO values, but NATO has no provision to withdraw membership from a member.
Is our military doing enough to safeguard its weapons of war from those who would use them for their own ends, like criminals or extremists? That's a national security concern, said Daryl Johnson, a former domestic terrorism analyst for the Department of Homeland Security. It's also a question the Pentagon appears unwilling to answer, largely hiding its progress on tracking stolen and missing weapons in opaque reports on Capitol Hill. Our military has clear procedures for tracking and inventorying weapons and other sensitive materials, but opportunists and ideologues alike have long found ways to abscond with military firearms, ammunition, explosives, and other high-value equipment. Where are these weapons going? Johnson said. Those types of things could boost the violent capabilities of a criminal organization or a terrorist group. Despite assurances from the military that it takes stolen weapons extremely seriously, firearms, along with other high-value military equipment, have continued to disappear. While some are later recovered, a steady drumbeat of thefts and disappearances show that weapons and tactical gear aren't always secure. This year, an intruder took helmets and tactical vests from Fort Campbell, and three people were arrested for allegedly stealing thousands of dollars of military equipment, including ballistic vests, radios, and high-capacity magazines from the Air National Guard attack wing in New York. Last November, an Army Humvee disappeared from Fort Liberty.
The politically correct concern for this missing military equipment is to be concerned about white supremacy groups and right-wing groups. However, I think that with at least a million of the millions of illegals in our nation that must either have relations from the countries where they came from, like Iran and Syria and China, and they're likely to terrorize our nation, or they're just criminals here to steal from us. That's where I think the challenge is.
And Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro broke the law by publicly endorsing the re-election of President Biden and criticizing former President Trump in several statements he made while on official duty overseas. In a report to the White House, our watchdog agency said Del Toro's comments about the presidential election came in a BBC interview and when he was responding to questions after a speech in London. While he later reported the remarks, his unwillingness to take responsibility for them is troubling, the special counsel said.
This is no surprise. It's quite clear that our national government continually attacks and even seeks to jail those they disagree with. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check CVAfrontlines.com. That's CVAfrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with General Paul Valley. At ease, troops, take a break. If you ever have to defend yourself or your family, you will likely need legal support, as there is almost always an investigation. After you call 911, call U.S. Law Shield so you can have immediate legal support. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events they never thought would happen to them. Their attorneys are available 24/7, 365. Learn more or sign up at uslawshield.com, promo code frontlines. That's uslawshield.com, promo code frontlines.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. I'm often asked, at what age should you start teaching your kids about guns? There's no magic age, as all kids are different. The most important thing is to teach them gun safety. Teach them never to touch a gun unless mom or dad are supervising. And always keep your guns locked up in a quality gun safe where kids can't get to them. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
It's that time of the year again. The U.S. Mint is making their new 2024 American Silver Eagle and American Gold Eagle coins, and there's no better time to shore up your investment in precious metals than now. Call Universal Coin and Bullion at 800-UCB-GOLD to get great prices on the finest gold and silver coins of the year. I work with Universal Coin and Bullion because they're a company that you can trust. So give them a call at 800-UCB-GOLD. That's 800-UCB-GOLD, or check them out at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation and listening to the front lines of freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Troops, about a year ago, Hamas attacked a music concert in Israel, killing and wounding a lot of innocent people and taking hostages. Reports on the terrible way they've treated the hostages are plentiful. And some of those hostages are Americans. Israel's doing all they can to find and free the hostages. Have you noted that our nation seems to be totally unconcerned about the American hostages? Are we leaning on Hamas or Iran, their controller, to get our citizens freed? Why aren't our national leaders working on this? Clearly, this indifference by our national leaders is noticed around the world. When Rachel Goldberg and John Poland spoke at the Democratic National Convention last month, their son, Hirsch Goldberg Poland, had been a hostage in Gaza for 320 days. As they spoke, Hirsch was alive. Days later, they announced that their 11-month campaign to save their son had come to a heartbreaking end. Hirsch's body and those of five other hostages were discovered by the Israelis in a tunnel in Rafah. They'd been shot at close range multiple times. Hirsch, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, was one of dozens of hostages still thought to be alive in Gaza. Over 250 were taken on October 7th in November. 105 were released during a pause in fighting in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken called the Goldberg Polans to offer their condolences when they heard of his death. There's been much pressure on Israel to negotiate with Hamas to get the hostages freed. But how do you work with murderers? And how would Israel deal with those who'd been attacking Israeli citizens, schools, hospitals, and other places for generations? And how do they work with a group that only has one apparent goal in life, killing all Israelis? Where's the international outrage at Hamas for taking hostages? And then they murdered some hostages. Where have those hostages been kept? Many are kept in the homes of some of the so-called abused Gazans. Hey, if you or your friends are holding hostages in your home, then you're the enemy and a legitimate target. And where does Hamas hide? Among the Gazan civilians, in their buildings and in tunnels under their mosques and hospitals and schools. So when Israeli forces attack Hamas, the Gazans are there. Do you think the people in Gaza don't know where the Hamas facilities are in their neighborhoods? They don't flee, because for the most part, they support Hamas. Israel would be totally stupid not to attack a force committed to kill them. Remember, we bombed Germany and Japan in World War II and killed a lot of civilians, not because we wanted to kill civilians, but because they were, in one way or another, supporting the enemy, and they were near a valid target. The only thing our nation's leaders have done here to help is to pressure both sides to have a ceasefire. Then, Hopefully, the hostages would be released. Israel has reasonably set some very strong requirements for this. Hamas has not agreed. So what have we done? Well, while proclaiming full support for Israel, we severely reduced our provision of supplies at the beginning of this year. Our actions made it clear where we really stand. And at the one public interview Ms. Harris has so far agreed to, Israel came up once. Harris replied, "Let me be very clear. I'm unequivocally and unwaveringly in my commitment to Israel's defense and its ability to defend itself. And that's not going to change. But let's take a step back. October 7th, 1,200 people are massacred. Many are young people who are simply attending a musical festival. Women were horribly raped. And as I said then, I say today, Israel has a right to defend itself, because we would." It's hard to know what she meant, except when she asserts, as she did here again, that, quote, "how Israel does so matters," end quote, since, quote, "far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed." So what's the point? The news of the murdered hostages makes such remarks repugnant. In the first place, one of the captives held by Hamas terrorists with the help of the innocent Gazan collaborators and killed in cold blood was Hirsch Goldberg Polan. Secretary Blinken eulogized Polan on X, calling him a hero and resuming his efforts to secure a ceasefire, a euphemism for Hamas victory over Israel. And if our government's incompetence hadn't been trying to court Hamas-supporting constituents here in the States on the grounds, as Biden said at the Democratic National Convention, that they have a point. They might have behaved like the Israeli allies they've been professing to be. Yes, had they not kept trying to block Israel from entering Rafah or withholding weapons shipments as leverage, Goldberg, Polan, and others might have been rescued by now. There you have it. Harris was admitting that from the day after Palestinian terrorists committed the worst atrocities against the Jews since the Holocaust, before Israeli boots even touched the ground in Gaza, and while rockets continued to be launched into Israel, Team Biden was promoting a narrative of moral equivalence between the perpetrator and the victim. We all must keep this in mind as Israel lays these hostages to rest and buries the additional brave soldiers who fell in the battle to bring them home and beat their monstrous captors. This is our country. We need leadership that will defend Americans and support our allies while never supporting terrorists. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Front Lines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, the American Legion, VFW, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, Student Veterans of America, Disabled American Veterans, TAPS, Military Officer Association of America, and the Wounded Warrior Project all joined forces this past week to call for an immediate passage of the supplemental funding legislation for the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The VA is facing a massive $3 billion shortfall for the rest of this year, and the VA is asking Congress for an extra $12 billion for the department's 2025 medical budget. And we're still in a continuing resolution, which has to be passed by September 20th. So if the stopgap funding is not passed by the end of the month, there will be a financial crisis affecting disability compensation, caregiver compensation, community care payouts, and more. Delays in compensation payments could have a domino effect on veterans and their families. You know, many veterans and caregivers rely on these compensations to keep them from going off the financial cliff. With benefit payments at risk, the mental health implications are very concerning. Just imagine being a veteran who lives paycheck to paycheck and being notified by the VA that your compensation is going to be delayed in October due to these shortfalls. And then imagine telling your children you can't buy them school clothes, or talking with your spouse about which bills you can afford to pay this month, or even facing the possibility of being evicted from your home. The mental stress brought on by these situations could lead some veterans into depression, hopelessness, or even to the brink of suicide. You know, I've spoke to a number of veterans who are receiving disability payments, and they don't even know that there's a potential not getting payments in October. So what really concerns me is that there may be a lot of people caught completely by surprise if this happens. So hopefully Congress can get this figured out before the end of September. For Front Lines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I appreciate you. Straight ahead on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss General Paul Valley's book, Beyond Treason, Then we'll talk with Dr. Tom Hall about moral injury. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the front lines of freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease.
The Iraq War is more than 20 years old, and troops are still on the ground in Iraq. But why?
For too long, lawmakers have sent American troops to Iraq and beyond in support of vague missions that don't tie to a vital national interest.
At Concerned Veterans for America, we're translating our unique experiences as veterans to call for a better foreign policy that makes Americans safer and more prosperous.
Visit cvafrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Fellow Americans, we need your help. PatriotFoods.com, we are fighting for the American farmer. U.S.-only fruits and vegetables from your soil. Go to PatriotFoods.com, use your promo code FREEDOM, and you get 10% off today. Support your U.S. farmer. Promo code FREEDOM, 10% off. Thank you so much.
It's great food. I eat it. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM. Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. And please, troops, send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome back to the show retired Army Major General Paul Valley. He's the chairman of Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, and he's very concerned about the future of our wonderful nation, as I am, as we all should be. So welcome back, General. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Danny. Always great to be with you. Appreciate the invitation.
Sir, give us a quick review of your time in uniform.
Well, I graduated from West Point in 1961. I was trained by the World War II generals and colonels, of which I respect today, the Bradleys, the Pattons, the Eisenhowers, all of those, General Marshall and so on. But they were, I would say, the younger part of World War II colonels were our instructors then at West Point. But anyway, I graduated in 1961. My first tour of duty was with the 505th Airborne in Mainz, Germany for 3 years. And then from Germany, I left, went to Vietnam, back to the United States, back to Vietnam. I was a company commander, an intelligence officer, an advisor, and an aide-de-camp during my two tours in Vietnam. I spent my last 20 years basically in special ops. I retired as the deputy commanding general, U.S. Army Pacific. I was President Reagan's nominee for the newly established command called SOCOM, the Special Operations Command, in 1988. I didn't get the job. They gave it to a politician who knew nothing about special ops. But that's the way it goes in Washington. And then General McInerney and I and Admiral Ace Lyons founded Stand Up America in 2007. Stand Up America U.S., you got to put that in there. George Soros founded Stand Up America to counter me in 2015. So if you Google it, it's got to be Stand Up America U.S., Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. It but anyhow, I'm very active now as chairman of the foundation, and we focus on national security. We get into politics. We talk about external and domestic threats to America, and we actually provide studies, analysis, and we're doing that now for President Trump. We provided him a 45-page plan how to reawaken, restructure, and create a new positive image for the Department of Defense that we've changed the name to, Danny, the Department of the Armed Forces of America. And we do away with the Joint Chiefs. We cut half the generals and political appointees in the Pentagon, realign all of the commands. So it's a warfighter strategy that is command-driven, not staff-driven. For example, we change the chief of staff of the Army to the commander of the Army. And we make a 1 5-star general that reports to the president. So it's down the line, command-driven, get rid of half of these staffs and bureaucracy that cost a lot of money. We don't need them anymore. Anyhow, those are, and the other one is Operation Sinaloa to take down the cartels. We provided that to President Trump as well.
You know, we have more generals in our active duty now than we did during World War II, don't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We don't need them.
Clearly we don't. So that's the kind of positive restructuring that we need, because our military, as we've discussed on this show many, many times, is a mess. And there's a good solution, and it's right there for us.
What do you think of our new title, Department of the Armed Forces of America?
that's who we are.
That's who we are.
You know, I'm not used to having common sense statements in things government.
And we're defense and offense, so no Secretary of Defense.
Well, you know, I've often said the only reason to have a military is to kill people and break things. And if we're really good at it, then nobody messes with it. That's called deterrence.
Nobody messes with us. Yeah, peace and, through strength, right?
Yes, that's it. And it doesn't get any simpler than that. General, your latest book is called Beyond Treason. Talk to us about that book. Why'd you write it, and what's the key point?
Well, Beyond Treason, as you can see, it has Obama and Biden at the bottom. Then it shows the organizations that have been engaged in treason in America, aiding and abetting enemies of the United States, foreign and domestic. But Danny, when you go back to our founding fathers, you go back to Benedict Arnold, the first tried for treason, mainly focused on individuals who are aiding and abetting the enemies of America. But since that time, it's evolved where we now have organizations that are sponsoring and fostering treason. Dismantling of America, for example, our other new book. And when you look at the CIA, you look at DOJ, DHS, and the FBI, and the people who've been involved there, and part of that organization, using that organization, basically to change America forever, as Obama, the fraudster, came up with. And there's another issue, why Obama is a traitor. He's totally manufactured. His name is manufactured. His name is Barry Sotero, after one of his stepfathers, Franklin Marsh Davis, I think was his real father. But anyhow, he's a total fraud, and his whole scheme is fraudulent, and that's funded by these globalist and wealthy people in America. And we outline all of those people, like George Soros, for example. He should have been arrested for treason years ago. So the book is very well defined in terms of who and what and when they conducted treason. And at some point in time, they need to pay for their crimes.
Well, and this isn't going to happen unless we citizens step up and elect people that will do that and let them know that's what we want them to do, right?
That's correct. And that's what Stand Up America is. Stand Up America, stand up for our Constitution, restore our Constitution. You know, Danny, Chuck Schumer and these guys, they don't care about the Constitution anymore. They could care less about it. And you look at these high-tech people down in Silicon Valley that have gone to support Harris, for example. Some of them have turned to supporting Trump. But we have a lot of influence. We have a lot of Indians, for example, who are from India, great people, but they've gone into Silicon Valley and been very successful. But they don't care about the Constitution. They really don't. And that's why we have to work hard, America, to restore it again. Because, we can tweak it a little bit in the future to bring it up to date. And maybe that's what we need to do. But certainly it's a wonderful document inspired by God.
Yes, it was. And you and I, when we joined the military, we took an oath to support and defend not the country, but the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what you're talking about right now, isn't it? Defending the Constitution against all enemies?
Yeah, and all those individuals in government, they have to take an oath.
But apparently, most of them haven't even read the Constitution, much less really are following their oath. That's my general observation.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So, among other things, we need our citizens to actually read the Constitution and know what it says. We need our elected officials to read it and know what it says. We need to hold them accountable. This is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic. And
that's
it's
exactly
our
right.
responsibilities as the citizens to hold our elected officials accountable. That's how it was designed to work. And when it's not, we're not doing that, we're failing our Constitution.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
And Denny, that leads into the latest book we have, which is The Betrayal, The Dismantling of America. And I would suggest everybody get that at Amazon or standupamericaus.org. All of our books are on there, but we've spent a lot of time analyzing, connecting the dots internationally, nationally, who's been guilty, who's been doing this, and why. And that's why it's important that all Americans understand this. So when they go to vote here in 60 plus days, they'll understand why they have to vote for President Trump and not left-wing communists like Kamala Harris and Tampon Tim, as I guess they call it, Waltz. What a phony he is, totally fraudulent.
Well, it's very obvious that if you know the Constitution and understand what it creates, we need people who understand it and will enforce it, or we're just shooting ourselves in the foot.
Absolutely.
And we just can't do that. Or unfortunately, we've been doing it too long. We got to stop. And if it's not now, then I don't know we can stop in the future.
We're working on a project now, Danny, to offset a cyber attack against our computer systems like they were in 2016, but it didn't quite work as well. And we go into a detailed high-tech environment where we're studying the cyber attacks that may be coming out of Wuhan and some other places, and to come up with a counter cyber to stop all of those things at the precinct level, where these Dominion computers are still there and still have access to the internet. So keep in mind, we do have a plan. We're working on it. But, you know, the Democrats, Danny, are going to do everything they can to create protests, demonstrations, maybe declare martial law. Some of these Democrats have even come out like Raskin and said, well, we're not going to approve the election results if Trump wins. I mean, this is treasonous as well against our Constitution. And so when you look at all of these people in the Democratic Communist Party, as I call them, they can't be trusted because they are dismantling our country. It's going to take years to restore the damage they've done.
It is indeed. There's more to discuss about this, and General Valley's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Yeah, troops, it's time for push-ups. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, I used to before I got into my mid-80s. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Front Lines of Freedom promo code.
This hour of Front Lines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins. And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General Paul Valley. We started talking about your book, Beyond Treason, but we're really talking about our Constitution and saving our nation, aren't we?
That's correct. Restoring America, restoring our country again, of all the damage and dismantling they've done within our institutions, within our education system, our economic system, all of that. Everything has gone south under Biden and Harris. And we all know Biden, it was a puppet. Obama was running the show. He's the total fraudster, as I call him. And I think with that in mind, if people understand that we cannot tolerate these people leading America. And one of our books that I wrote with General McInerney, the first chapter, matter of fact, the book is called America's Endgame for the 21st Century. That's also on our website. But the first chapter of that, Denny, was the spiritual awakening of America. We've got to get back to honesty, integrity, and trust. And you see all these politicians, they lie all the time, whatever it's about. they don't, listening to the economic forecast, the economic analysis on some of the business talk shows, and the statistics come out to validate certain things like employment and so on, inflation. But yet you'll have these politicians get up and totally lie. Oh, well, that's not true. That's not true. And but there's not a lot of cognitive thinking goes on with these politicians, as far as I'm concerned. There's no deep thought drilling down and really understanding a problem based on reality.
Well, people either have to be there to promote themselves primarily or to take care of our country primarily.
Yeah.
And if they're there for number one, for themselves first, then they're going to act that way. That's logical. But we elected them, or we claim to have elected them, to take care of our country or state or whatever, where they're representing us for. And there are far too many that aren't. And we, the people, have got to, as my mother used to say when I was trying to con my way out of something I'd done stupid, your actions speak so loud I can't hear what you're saying. We have to judge them not by the words they say, but what they actually do.
But that means
that means we have to pay attention to what they do.
Do we have time for a short story on that?
We do.
In 2014, I was asked to be the co-delegate, the chair for delegation to Cairo, Egypt, to meet General al-Sisi after the second revolution over there. The first revolution, when they turned against Mubarak after many years. Second revolution was throwing out Morsi,
yep,
the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, a total Islamist, radical.
Yes.
But anyhow, Obama, that was during Obama's time. And Obama and our Congress stopped the military assistance to Egypt. And the Egyptian generals, when I sat with General al-Sisi and 12 other generals in his office, they were irate. After 40 years, how can you do this to us? And General al-Sisi turns to me and he says, we are responsible for the Sinai with the Israelis. We got the Suez Canal, the Mediterranean. I've got failing nations to my south, Somalia, Libya to my west. I've got to restore our economy, which was devastated under Morsi. And anyhow, he turned to me and he said, General, why does America always seem to make its decisions looking through a political prism rather than a reality prism? He said, I can't afford to make political decisions to restore our country. I've got to make decisions based on the facts and reality. Anyhow, I came back from that trip and that inspired me to write the book Reality Prism. But isn't it true, Danny? I mean, that they're looking, trying to solve things through a political prism. You can't do it. You have to look at the facts on the ground, what they are. Then you can come up with solutions. And that's what we do in military strategy and planning. Look at the facts. Where's the enemy? What's the time? What's the weather? You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, unfortunately, it makes way too much sense. And it's what we're not doing. And again, we can blame the politicians, but we elected them. We have
that's
to
right.
hold them accountable. We, the
That's
people.
Right.
And
I look at all these ads. I look at the lies out here in Montana that the Democratic senator out here is advocating. And he just lies and lies and lies. And he supported Biden in that whole campaign orchestrated by Chucky Schumer. And that's all they do is lie about everything.
And
again, yeah, there's no problem at the border, right? I mean, we don't have any big problems at the border.
How many times?
We don't have problems with our economy.
How many times have we been told we have a secure border?
Yeah, right.
How many times have we been told that our economy's okay?
We have Venezuelan gangs up in Aurora, Colorado, taking over apartment buildings.
Well, that must be the Republicans' fault.
Yeah, it's Trump's fault. Blame everything on Donald Trump. Don't blame me.
This is just beyond insane. General, I know you have written 4 books. You've mentioned them. Name them, a quick summary, and how people can get copies.
Well, thank you, Dan. Yeah, they're all on Amazon. They're in bookstores. They're on our site, which is standupamericaus.org. We have America's Endgame for the 21st Century. We have Reality Prism. We have Beyond Treason in America. And we also have The Dismantling of America. And then my new book is at the publishers now. It's called Betrayal and Treason in America. So it sort of compiles what we've written before, but updates it. StandUpAmericaUS.org.
You know, folks, we need the truth and the ideas that people have been put together on that. And I want you to, one more time, talk about Stand Up America, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. What's its mission? Mm-hmm. How can people plug in?
Well, thank you, Denny. I'm happy you're helping us promote that. We rely on donations, so if you can give us some cash flow donations over a period of time or once, whatever, it'll certainly be put to use and it'll help our distributing this factual information to the American people and others. But our mission basically at the foundation is to enunciate basically where the country is. We do have a heavy focus on national security threats, domestic or foreign, whatever they may be, like the cartels, China. We go into detail on all of that. We hold events. We do TV, radio interviews. Our publication division comes out with a newsletter every Saturday morning, and that's headed up by our editor-in-chief, Ray DiLorenzo. We're also supporting the activities for the West Point called the MacArthur Society, which is has been put together by a group of us to challenge the wokeness that's gone on at the academies and the teaching of CRT and DEI and all of those left-wing subjects that they've entered into the curriculum at the academies. So we're very busy. We work probably with 20 other different organizations, Turning Point, Charlie Kirk, for example, in Arizona, Citizens Commission for National Security, headed up by Roger Aronoff. So we're out there, we're engaged, and we have a good team of people working at our foundation. I'm very dedicated, but we need help all the time. So give, donate, buy our books, and we'll really appreciate that.
Well, we, it's our responsibility as citizens to know about our country. This is a way to get involved. I know a lot of people say, well, I'd get involved, but how do I do it? What do I do? Well, here's a solution. StandUpAmericaUS.com.
We have the solutions as well.
You know, and I'm sure that people who plug in, you can give them some ideas of things they can do and lead them and guide them. And not require, but just give them tools that they can use if they wish.
Absolutely.
And that's what we Americans need to do for our country. We need to get there and take control of things. I consider the biggest problem in America is, yeah, the schools aren't doing their job, but the families aren't doing their job. We aren't teaching our kids all this stuff. Maybe because too many of us don't know it ourselves. Well, here's a chance to turn it around. Here's a way to turn it around. And that's why Stand Up America US is something that I think and I encourage everybody who can to get involved with.
Exactly. Thank you.
Final comment, General, before we take off.
Let's have hope, but hope's not a strategy. We've got to really focus on the next 60 days because it changes America forever if we don't get President Donald Trump back in. And it's going to be not a nice scene for the next 60 days. We're not sure what's going to happen, but there's going to be havoc, protest demonstrations, no matter who wins. But we have to be prepared. And we hope, Denny, the military's on the side of the people, not on these left-wing people in the White House and in Congress.
Yes, sir. Thank you, General. Thank you for your great comments, for your service to our nation in uniform, and especially now. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Denny. Pleasure. Bye-bye.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Dr. Tom Hall about moral injury. Then we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games, and Gil and Skip will present The Border in a Book. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. Troops U.S. Law Shield is a part of the Frontlines of Freedom team. If you have weapons for self-defense of your family and yourself, and you ever need to use a legal weapon, you'll need legal defense. U.S. Law Shield is the team my wife and I use. uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups, do 40 good ones, maybe 20 push-ups, then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.